From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. Turkish authorities are trying to identify Sunday's bomber. They are backing away from earlier claims that the bomber was a child. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There is no immediate response from Russia. According to a Kurdish news agency, fighting erupted Monday between Kurdish fighters and pro-government militias in the northern Syrian city of Hasakeh. Media reports say Turkish forces have attacked a Syrian Kurdish militia as well as Islamic State group positions in Syria. The Hurriyet newspaper says the attacks targeted positions north of the town of Manbij. Media reports also say Turkish forces have struck targets in Jarablus. Earlier reports said forces were massing near the border inside Turkey near that city. Meanwhile, the United Nations aid chief said Monday, the situation in Syria represents the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time. U.S. Olympic swimming medalist Ryan Lochte has lost two major sponsors after admitting that he exaggerated claims about being robbed in Brazil. Swimsuit company Speedo USA and clothing maker Ralph Lauren both announced Monday they would no longer be working with Lochte. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday voted no confidence in a UN-backed unity government. Lawmakers gave Prime Minister-designate Fayez al-Sarraj a 10-day deadline to come up with a new lineup. This is VOA News.